Blog Talk Radio.
Family, welcome to the Care to Reroom. You've got your Omi Inc. of 7 live coming to you this afternoon on a Friday. That's right, it is our Friday storytelling hour for the children. So why don't you allow the children to come in, parents, each and every one of them. Please do join us for a story hour. And ladies and gentlemen, we'd like to welcome you to another weekend. We will be on tomorrow at 1 o'clock. And I also invite you to listen to me on Chiism.blogtalk as well. I'll be on that show at 9 o'clock Eastern Time. And you can join me on that show as well. And we'll be back at a regular hour on Saturday at 1 o'clock talking about family affair and talking about relationships. However, today we wanted to take time out to talk about books. As you know, we periodically pull away from our subject and talk about books. We read stories, because that's what this room is all about. Didn't you know it? Duh. We are a storytelling room. And every now and then, you get to experience me getting into character. And I'll be getting into character today in just a few moments. So just hold tight, and we'll be right back at you. Ready for our storytelling hour in a minute. But before I do that, let me just give you some titles of the books that we'll be reading today. You might want to go out and get them at your nearby library. One of our books is called Junie B. Jones by Stoop Smelly Bus. Okay, well, Junie B. Jones and the Stupid Smelly Bus. And this is by Barbara Parks. And you can find this book. It's 20th anniversary full-colored edition. Beautiful book. And Junie really is a character. She has a series of books. Now, we also talked about last week or week before last that we'll be reading a book called Touch, and that's illustrated by Mike Gordon and written by Mandy Cerf. The other two books are How to Treat a Book. Now, I wanted to get that one in for those little toddlers who are putting their little sticky fingers on the books and leaving marks and tearing pages. We want to talk about that today. Now, we especially are saluting all of the teachers. So we didn't get a chance to go and get our teacher appreciation out there, but we're going to read the book today. Teacher appreciation. Welcome back to school, teachers. And each and every one of you, you ought to be on to reading by now. You've been in school now for a couple of weeks. Now, I know I'm not there because I've retired, but guess what? Omi's going to be sneaking back in doing the music hour in the preschool and kindergarten area only, and possibly for an outreach program in the evening. But I'm going to be doing my thing where we do music and learning literature and language literacy through music. I'm going to make it fun this time around. We're not going to be doing tests and I-step and putting you through the pressure and the ringer. We're going to be dancing and shaking it on down. Say shaking it on down, children. We're going to have a great time with music instruments. Now, some of you have not decided which instrument to play. Mothers, you need to take these children out and let them try out for which instrument they would like to play. There's a violin, there's a cello, there is a flute, there is a sax, and there's a guitar, and there are the drums, the percussions. Get those children enrolled in some music classes, mother, because it will keep them out of your hair while you are going out figuring out which books that they should be reading. Now keep your house full of books, because we want your home to be literacy enriched. Say that with me. Omi wants our home to be literacy enriched. That's right. And that's why we've dedicated this Friday the Storytelling Hour for Children. And guess what? Omi's also going to do youth as well as adult storytelling hour. That's right. We like books, too. And we like different types of books, but that will be exclusively only for adults and not for children. It will go right along with some of our topics on family relationships and engagement and other topics relating to the family. Now, let me take a short, brief intermission here and come back at you getting ready for my tone and voices so I can get prepared to get those little ones engaged in reading. So hold tight. We'll be right back at you. Don't fret none. We have a storytelling hour for the children, mother. Give you a break. So bring them in so they can sit down and listen, and maybe you can even take them to the library tomorrow. Okay. All right, and we will not be doing our libation today or a prayer because we only have a few minutes to get these stories in, and we want to get those in. All right then, ladies and gentlemen, why don't you have a seat? You are in the Care to Read room if you're wondering where you are, and we are going to be bringing Junie B. Jones into the place to be. She's a real character. Now, stand by as I get in a character to be Junie B. Jones because she is going to kindergarten, ladies and gentlemen, and this is her first time, and she's excited about it. All right, please join us, each and every one of you children. Have a seat, and if you want to raise your hand when I ask questions, go right ahead and do so. Because I do take questions and answers. You can write in the chat room if you want, but you can also call in on those digits, mother, at 646-478-0270. Call in with your questions and ask questions about what's the best books to read. Now, this is the 21st anniversary for this particular book, and I know you'll love it. It is just fantastic for kindergartners, and kindergarten is my favorite group of people. Now, there are various different contents. Now, we're going to try to read as much as we can. Hopefully, we'll get through this book. And it's entitled, once again, Junie B. Jones and the Stupid Smelly Bus. My name is Junie B. Jones. The B stands for Beatrice. Except I don't like Beatrice. I like the bee, and that's all. I'm almost 6 years old. Almost six is when you get to go to kindergarten. Kindergarten is where you go to meet new friends and not watch TV. My kindergarten is in the afternoon kind. Today was my first day of school. I have been to my room before, so last week, Mother took me there to meet my teacher. It was called Meet the Teacher Day. My teacher was decorating the bulletin board with letters of alphabets. I already know all the alphabets and the letters. I set them for her. I can sing them, too. I can sing them, except I don't feel like it right now. My teacher shook my hand only close enough so that we could meet. Only my hand didn't meet hers. That's not good. Her name is Mrs. I can't remember the rest of it. Mrs. said, her name is Mrs. She said, I was cute. I said, I know. And that's because I have on my new shoes today. I held my foot high in the air so she could see my new shoes. See how shiny they are? Before I put them on, I licked them. And guess what else I said? This is my B-test hat. My grandpa, Miller, he brought it for me. See the devil's horn sticking out of the side? See him, teacher? Can you see him, Miss? Miss laughed. Ha ha! Devil's ears. Except I don't know why. Devil horns are supposed to be scary. Then we walked around the room, and she showed me where stuff was, like erasers, where we get to paint. And the shelves where the books were, and the tables where we sat down and watched TV. One of the tables in the front of the room had a red chair. I like to sit here, I think, I told her. But Mrs. said, well, have to wait and see, Junie B. I said, call me Junie B. I hollered, and the B part really loud. Call me Junie B. So she couldn't wait until I stopped screaming, so she wouldn't forget it. That's why I was screaming. People always forgetting my B. Mother hollered, and she rolled her eyes and looked at the ceiling. I looked up there, too, but I didn't see anything. I don't know what Mommy was looking at. Are you going to ride the bus, Junie B? Mrs. asked me. I made my shoulders go up and down like this. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. Where's it going to? My mother nodded her head and said, yes, she'll be riding the bus today. That made me feel scary inside because I never rode a bus. I've never been on a bus before. Your only way is gone to right around the corner. Your only way is gone. Where is it going? Someone please tell me where's the bus going, I asked again. No one answered me. Mrs. sat on her desk. Then she and my mother talked more about the bus. I tapped on Mrs.'s shoulder. Guess what, Mrs.? I still don't know where it's going. Where's the bus going? She smiled and said the bus driver's name was Wu. Mr. Wu. Mr. Wu, said my mother, that's an easy name for Junie B to remember. It really is. I covered my ears and stomped my feet real hard and yelled like this. Oh, I don't know where it's going. That stupid smelly bus, where's it going? Mother and the teacher frowned at me. Frowning is when your eyeballs look grumpy. Watch yourself, Missy. Watch yourself, Missy, said Mother. Missy, my name, when I'm in trouble, that's what my name is. Mommy always called me that. I looked down at my shoes. They didn't look as shiny as they did before. Just when I thought they were all shiny, just then another mother and a boy came in. And Mrs. went off to walk to take them around the room instead of me. I don't know why. I don't know why, though. The boy was hiding behind his mother and acting very babyish. I can bet he's never been to school. I'd beat that boy up any day, I think I would do. After that, my mother sat me down and explained the bus. She said, it's yellow, and it's called a school bus, and it will stop at the end of the street. Then I get on it and sit down and take my hands and put them in my lap, and it will take me all the way to school. And then your teacher will meet you in the parking lot, said Mother. Okay, Junie B, won't that be fun? I nodded words like this and said, I don't know. I nodded and nodded. The word yes came out. But instead in my head, I was feeling kind of scary and knowy because I didn't want to get on the bus. Chapter 2, Feeling Wheezy.
I stayed scared about the bus for a whole week. And last night when my mommy took me into bed, I still felt sick about it. Guess what? I said, I don't think I want to ride that school bus to kindergarten tomorrow, mommy. Then my mother ruffled my hair. Oh, sure you do, said mother. Oh, sure, she said. Oh, sure, I don't. I really don't, I said back to her. Then mother kissed me and said, it'll be fun, Junie B. You'll see, don't worry. I didn't worry. I thought I'd worry very much, and I didn't sleep so good either. I was turning all night, tossing and turning all night now. And this morning I felt very grumpy and dumpy when I got up, and my stomach was wheezy, and I couldn't eat my cereal. Mommy, I can't eat my cereal. And so I watched TV until mother said it was time to get ready to go. Then I put on my skirt that looked like velvet and my new fuzzy pink sweater, and I ate half of a tuna sandwich for lunch. After that, mother and I walked to the corner to wait for the bus. And guess what? There was another mother and a little girl there, too, just like me. The little girl had curly black hair, which is my favorite kind of hair. I didn't say hello to her, though, because she was from a different street. That's why. Then finally, this big yellow bus came around the corner, and he hit his brakes. And the brakes squeaked pretty loud. And I had to cover my ears. Will you stop it already, you smelly, stupid bus? Then the doors opened, and the bus driver said, Hi. I'm Mr. Wu. How are you? Hop on in. Hop on the bus, please. Get on the bus, Student B.
How did you know my name?
I have a list of all the street addresses, and it says here, Junie B. Jones.
Well, that's my name, all right. It's not my address, but it's my name. Except I hopped on, because my legs didn't want to, but I did it anyway. I don't think I want to ride this bus to kindergarten, I told Mother again. Then she gave me a little push. Go ahead, Judy B. Go on, Judy B. Get on the bus, she said. Mr. Wu is waiting for you. Go ahead, Judy B. Go ahead. Go ahead on. Hey, big girl, and get on the bus, will you please? I looked up at the window. That little girl with the curly black hair was already in the bus. She looked very big sitting up there and kind of happy, too. Look how big that little girl is acting, Junie B, said Mother. Why don't you sit next to her, right next to her? It'll be fun, I promise you, Junie B. So I got on the bus, and guess what? It was fun. It was really fun. I enjoyed it, that smelly, stupid bus. The bus was like my daddy's car at all. It wasn't like my daddy's car at all. It was very big inside, and the seats didn't have any cloth on them. I was sweating and sticking to the seat. The little curly-haired girl was sitting near the front, and so I tapped on her shoulder. Guess what, I said. Mother said for me to sit next to you right here. No, she said, I'm saving this seat for my best friend, Mary Rupe Marble. Then she put her little white purse on the place where I was going to sit. You can't sit here. Mary Lou is going to sit here, sit somewhere else. And so I made a face at her. Yeah. Hurry up and find a seat, young lady. Mr. Wu shouted, hurry up and find that seat. And so I quickly sat down across the curly-haired girl, the main curly-haired girl. And Mr. Wu shouted, shut the door and sit down.
It wasn't a regular kind of door, though. It folded in half, and when it closed, it made a squeaky sound. I don't like that kind of door. If it closes on you by accident, it will cut you in half. And you will make a squishy sound. Squish! The bus made a big roar. Then a big puff. Puff. A black smelly smoke came out of the back and it went up in the air. It's called bus breath, I guess. Bus breath, I think. Mr. Wu drove for a while, then he hit the brakes and made that loud noise. Squeak! A squeaky noise again. He hits the brakes all day long. I don't know why. I covered my ears so that I couldn't hear that squeaky sound. My ears was not up for it today because it's too loud and it squeaks too loud. Instead, I just sit there inside the bus. Inside my head, you have to take an aspirin. I saw that on TV commercials, you know. They take aspirin when their head hurts. My head was hurting very bad from all the noise. Then the bus door opened again. And Dad and a boy with a grouchy face got on. The dad smiled. Then he plopped the grouchy-looking boy right next to me. Oh, a grouchy face he had. This is Jim, he said. I'm afraid, Jim said. It's too happy this afternoon. The dad kissed the boy goodbye, but the boy wiped it off. No, Dad, don't kiss me in front of my friends. He wiped it off his cheek. Jim had on a backpack. It was blue. I love backpacks. I really do. I wish I had one of my own. I'm going to ask my mommy to get me one. I said, Mommy, will you get me a backpack? Will you please? One time I found a red one in a trash can, but it was dirty. I couldn't carry that. But it had a little bit of gushy stuff on it, and that's probably why they threw it away. And my mother said, No, Junie B, you cannot carry that filthy bag. Put it back in the trash can. Jim's backpack had a lot of zippers on it. Oh, boy, you should have seen it. Zippers in the front, zippers in the back, zippers on the bottom, everywhere. I touched it. I touched each one of the zippers with my hand. One, two, three, four, and five zippers I found. Then I unzipped one. That's what I did. Hey, don't yell at me, Jim. Don't you touch my zippers. You don't know me that well. Who are you anyway? I'm Junie B. Jones. He zipped it right back up again. Then he moved to the next seat in front of me. You are a pest, Junie B. Jones. I don't want you touching me. I hate Jim. I hate him. After that, the bus kept stopping and starting, and lots of kids kept getting on and getting louder and louder, loud kids. And some of them were the kids who looked like meanies. They were really meanie-looking people. Then the bus began getting very noisy, just chatter, 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 and hot, hot voices. Hot inside, I started sweating. And the sun kept shining down on me, and my fuzzy, hot sweater was sticking to my back, and I felt my feet all wet, and I was sweating. And here's another hot thing. I couldn't roll down my windows. What do you know? Because it didn't have a handle. I was sweating. And so I just kept on getting hotter and hotter. And smelled in the bus, it smelled. The bus was stinky and smelly, like eggs and salad sandwiches. That's what it smelled like, egg sandwiches. I wanted to get off that bus. I need to get off here, I said, right now. out loud, please let me out. I'm smelling the stinky, smelly bus. But nobody hurt me. I hate it. Excuse me. In this stupid, smelly bus, I really do. I hate it. And my eyes got a little bit wet, and I was almost crying. I was crying, finally. I was crying real tears, crocodile tears that were coming down. I hate it, I said. I really don't. Because I'm not a baby. That's why, after that, my noses started running. Only the bus didn't have a glove compartment, which is where you keep the travel tissue, of course. And so I had to wipe my nose on my fuzzy pink sweater sleeve. It was sticky. Then I stayed on the bus for about another hour or three until finally I saw a fan pole and a playground. Hallelujah, I said hallelujah. That means we are at the kindergarten finally. Then Mr. Wu drove the bus into the parking lot and stopped. I jumped up very fast. Hey, man, open the door right now. Because I wanted to do was to get off that stupid, smelly bus. Or guess what? That Jim pushed me right off. Or here you are, Junie B. Jones. He pushed me. In front of me, there were other children pushing. And the curly, mean-head girl did too. She pushed. And then people started squashing me real tight. And so I pushed them away. And they pushed me right back. And we were pushing. We were in a pushing match. That's when I fell down and a big foot stepped on my skirt that looked like a velvet shoe. Stop it, I yell. You're stopping on me. Then Mr. Wu hollered, hey. And he picked me up off the floor and helped me off the bus. Mrs. was waiting for me just like my mother said. Hi, I'm glad to see you, she called. Then I ran over to her and showed her the big footprint on my skirt. Look at this, Mrs. Someone stepped on my outfit with their big shoe print. Look at this on my velvety shirt. Yes, you only look half as bad as you feel. Yeah, only look what happened to me. I've been trampled over. I got to step up sometime. I got stepped on, and so some smelly people pushed me too. Mrs. brushed her off. Don't worry, Junie B, she said. It will come off eventually. You'll be just fine. After that, I just folded my arms and made a frown on my face, and I looked really mad, like somebody threw mud in my face because I was mad. Because guess what? She forgot my B and my name. Okay, Junie B. Me and Lucy and some other kids. Some of the other bus kids turned out to be in my classroom, too. One of them was that Jim. That Jim I hated. You know the one that I didn't like. The one that pushed me. Mrs. made us line up. Then we followed her to our rooms. The name is room 9. There were other kids waiting by the door. When Mrs. unlocked it, everyone squeezed into the inside. That Jim stepped on my new shoes. He made a squishy, scratchy mark on my shiny shoes. Kind of scratchy, like licking my feet and looking at my feet very bad. Hey, watch it, I said. Watch it, you dumb Jim. Get your feet off of me, I hollered at him. Mrs. bent down next to me. Let's try to use our quiet voice, our inside voice, while we are inside the building. Okay, Junie B. Jones? I nodded. All right, teacher. I hate that gym teacher. I hate him. I really do. I said in a quiet voice, I really do, teacher. After that, Mrs. clapped her hands together very loud. And I wanted everyone to find a cheer, she said. She clapped again. I want everyone to find a chair quickly and sit down as fast as you can, she said. That's when I ran to the table and the red chair. Only guess what? There was already somebody sitting there, a girl with a red fingernail polish. And so I tapped on her shoulder and said, I would like to sit there. I think, please. No, she said, I'm sitting here. Yeah, only I really picked that chair out, I told her. Ask my mother if you don't believe me. But the little girl just shook her head. No, you can't sit here. Can't you see that I'm sitting here? And then Mrs. clapped her hands again.
Everyone take a seat.
Everyone take a seat. Please sit down. And so then I had to quickly sit down in a stupid yellow chair, the same stupid color as the stupid yellow box. After that, Mrs. walked to a big closet in the back of the room. It's called the supply closet. She got out boxes of new pointy crayons and some white colors. Then she passed them out. And we had to print our name on the circle and pin them on our front clothing. It was our first work we ever did. If you need help spelling your name, you could ask Mrs. I don't know how to spell. The teacher said, if anyone needs help spelling your name, just raise your hand and I will help you. Junie B. Jones, you are not the teacher. You are not to give instruction in this classroom. Understand?
Yes, ma'am.
I raised my hand. I don't need help. I can spell my name, I told her. Grandma Miller says I print beautifully, and I am smart. I use red, but then a mistake happened. I made my Junie too big. And then wasn't any room left for my B. And so I had to squish it. It was very tiny at the bottom. I hate this stupid, dumb circle. I hate it. Mrs. made the sound. And she gave me a new one. Thank you, I said nicely. Thank you, teacher. Thank you. Grandma Miller says I print beautifully. The girl with the little red fingernail was faster than me. She showed me her circles and pointed to her letters. Lucille. That spells Lucille, she said. My name. I like that name, Lucille, I said. I like that name because I guess what? I don't know why. Seals are my favorite animal. That's why. Then Mrs. passed out the drawing paper, and we drew pictures of our family. Mrs. put a happy face sticker on mine. It was very good, except I made my father too tiny, and my mother's hair looked like sticks. After that, I took out some paper and put it on the desk. Our class went on a walk around the school. Everyone had to find a buddy to walk with. My buddy was Lucille. Lucille was my buddy. We held hands. The boy I can beat up with was right in front of us. His buddy was that Jim, the one I don't like. That Jim, I hate him, I hate him. The first place we walked to is called the Media Center. My mother called it the library. It's where the books are. And guess what? Books are my very favorite thing in the whole wide world. Hey there, a jillion of them in here. I hollered, feeling very excited. I think I love this place. The librarian bent down next to me. She said to use my inside voice. Use your inside voice, Junie B. Jones, and please do not talk in the library.
Yeah, only guess what? Right now, I just like the kind of books with pictures on them. But Mother says when I get big, I'm going to like the kind with just words and also stewed tomatoes. The boy I can beat up said, shh, be quiet. I made a fist at him. You better leave me alone. Then he turned around quickly. After that, we went to the cafeteria, and the cafeteria is where the kids eat lunch, except not when you're in kindergarten. I said, it smells yummy here. It really smells good in here, just like pasta and meatballs. Then Jim turned around and yelled at me and held up his nose and said, just be quiet. I smell you, he said. I can smell you all over here. Be quiet. Lucille laughed very hard. He can smell you all the way over there. Be quiet, Judy B. So I stopped holding her hand because she didn't support me. The next place we went was to the nurse's office. It was very cute in that place. There were two little beds where you could get some sleep and lie down, and two little blankets that were the color of plaid. Our nurse doesn't look like a nurse. She doesn't wear the white clothes and the shoes. Our nurse is just a regular old lady. Lucia raised her hand. My mother said that last year she came here and you let them take off his shoes. And he got a drink of water in just 1 second. That Jim turned around again. I said, be quiet, little girl. You smell my feet, he said. Why don't you smell my feet, Lucia? This time, Lucia stuck out her tongue at him. Leave me alone. Leave me alone. After that, we held hands again. Now, we're going to stop with Junie B. Jones, and we'll start with the principal next week. I have two other books I'd like to read to you, and that is Teacher Appreciation Day and How to Treat a Book. Teacher Appreciation Day is very important, and it's illustrated by Thorne Wickstrom and written by Lynn Plow. Teacher Appreciation Day was tomorrow, and everyone in Mrs. Shepherd's class knew exactly how they would show their appreciation to Mrs. Shepherd. Everyone, that is, except Maybelline Jean, did not know what to do. That night at the supermarket, all of the students shopped for a treat to bring to Mrs. Shepherd. They crowded around and found things to bring. Meanwhile, Maybelline wandered around looking for things to bring Mrs. Shepherd. It was Teacher Appreciation Day. The next day when Mrs. Shepherd's students got ready for school, they dressed in green, all shades of green, grassy green, limey bean green, pickle green, olive green, and leopard skin green. They wore green everything, green hats, green skirts, green dresses, green handbags, green suspenders, green underwear. One girl even painted her freckles green. They all wore green because it was Mrs. Shepherd's favorite color. She said so the first day of school. Meanwhile, Maybelline pulled all of her clothes out of her dresser drawer and closet. She tried on reddish orange, orange reddish, green blue, and bluish green, pinkish purple, and purplish pink, yellow is gold, and gold is yellow. She couldn't make up her mind about a special outfit to wear for Mrs. Shepherd. Mrs. Shepherd smiled, a surprise smile, and a super smile when her student arrived.
She was grinning from ear to ear, wearing green, bearing apples, and shouting, Happy Teachers Appreciation Day, you kids! Happy Teachers Appreciation Day, Mrs. Shepherd said. You're the best teacher. Thanks for being our teacher. Hooray for Mrs. Shepherd. Thank you very much, Mrs. Shepherd. And Mrs. Shepherd said, thank you very much, kids. I love apples, especially green apples. Then she saw Maybelline Jean Wise Washi. I couldn't decide which color to wear for you, so I wore everything I couldn't decide, Mrs. Shepherd. I couldn't decide which to treat you and what to bring you, so I brought everything. That is everything I could find in the kitchen. I was trying to be thoughtful, she said. During morning work time, students after school cleaned the chalkboard for Mrs. Shepherd. They sprayed it, they squirted it, they swabbed it, and they squeezed it until every single speck of chalk dust had disappeared. Thank you very much. Thank each and every one of you, Mrs. Shepherd said. It looks great. Meanwhile, Maybelline borrowed paper towel, closet bucket, mops, and vacuums from the janitor's closet. She couldn't make up her mind which part of the classroom to clean for Mrs. Shepherd. I couldn't decide what to clean for you, Mrs. Shepherd, so I cleaned everything, Mrs. Shepherd, said Maybelline. Oh, no, Maybelline. You were supposed to clean everything. You better get down from there. You're going to fall. During art, Mrs. Shepherd's students painted special pictures for her. They painted her Irish setter, Sadie. Mrs. Shepherd talked about Sadie all the time as though she were a kid and not a dog. One day, Mrs. Shepherd even brought Sadie to school picnic. And they wore matching baseball caps and glasses. Mrs. Shepherd loved the pictures of Sadie. Thank you very much. Thank you so very much, each and every one of you, for hanging up those great pictures. Meanwhile, Maybelline started to paint Sadie. She began to paint Sadie. She thought that Mrs. Shepherd might like kittens, too, or perhaps horses, or maybe gerbils, or giraffes, or penguins, or puffins, or alligators, or octopus, or possums. She couldn't make up her mind about which pet to draw for Mrs. Shepherd. I couldn't decide which pet to paint for you, Mrs. Shepherd, so I painted everyone. I couldn't decide. I couldn't decide which beautiful things to share with you, Mrs. Shepherd, so I brought everything, said Maybelline. I brought everything. Later that afternoon, a TV crew from Channel 5 visited Mrs. Shepherd's class. We're going to take a tape of the story about the Teacher Appreciation Day for today's lesson and for tonight's news. An announcement crew began to announce. The students are to stand up and stand in place because we are going to be taking pictures. The students began to sing their song, and the teacher said, oh, quiet now, children, quiet now. Quiet on the set. But when the camera flashed on and the reporters flicked on their microphones and asked, what is it you appreciate about your teacher the most? All of Mrs. Shepherd's students froze, and the reporter moved from student to student with his microphone, but all he could get them to say was, till he got to Maybelline. Jean Wishy-Washy Maybelline said, I'll tell you what I think about Mrs. Shepherd. She's one of the greatest teachers in the whole wide world, and I just love her. I just love her. I can't decide exactly what else to say because she's so great at everything, but we all love her, and she's the best. That day, Maybelline was able to speak for the whole group because they were all tongue-tied. My, that was very special, said the teacher. I appreciate you, Maybelline. That was great, Mrs. Shepherd said. And she gave Maybelline a big bear hug. Later that night, Mrs. Shepherd saw the whole thing on the evening news. It sure is nice to be appreciated, she said.
She said, it's great to be nice to be appreciated by your students, but once a year only, the end. And ladies and gentlemen, you must understand that books are very important, and you must learn how to hold and treat a book. And I told you last week that we were going to talk about what